The Lord now speaks to us in Romans chapter 12, so if you would turn there with me, Romans chapter 12, and we're reading this morning verses 1 through 21, Romans 12, 1 through 21. Beloved, hear now the words of the living and true God. His words are inerrant, infallible, and sufficient for us, God's people. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individual members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Persevering in tribulation. Devoted to prayer. Contributing to the needs of the saints. Practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Those are the words of the Lord. So here is at the beginning of the chapter, the big division in the letter to the Romans. Because we have this big therefore, based on all that we've heard so far in Romans 1 through 11, and the mercy of God in Christ, even in eternity past, through His electing love, through the Spirit to you who were sinners and yet have been declared righteous, who have been justified by God and secured in the once-for-all sacrifice of Christ and His resurrection, so that nothing can separate you from God's love in Christ. Therefore, based on all of that, he says, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And he continues, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind and be sanctified, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And then the rest of the chapter, the rest of the book, is going off of those two verses. Therefore, based on the mercies of God, worship God. And here's how you worship God in your day-to-day life, in public worship, before the government, chapter 13, and it goes on and on the rest of the book. Because of God's mercy to you, beloved, now live your lives in accordance with His mercy. Live your lives now in accordance with the gospel of Jesus Christ. worship Him and serve Him in all things, not being conformed to the world, not being of the world. And what that looks like, being of the world, looks like what He condemns in the sins of this chapter. Being changed in your mind, it looks like the longing to take revenge, to persecute those who persecute you. That's what it looks like to not have your mind changed. Rather, He's saying, sanctify, be sanctified in God's Word. And here's His commands that He's shown in the rest of the Scriptures. And He kind of sums them up, a lot of them, here in this chapter. It's here where Paul goes down the list of ways in which we ought to live in accordance with the mercy of God in Christ shown in the gospel. And this means, first, no pride. You're not to be arrogant or boastful. And as the church, you are to be one together. And yet, each one of you is different. Just as 1 Corinthians will show, the same thing. That you're one body and yet you have different members of that body. And you can't say, I don't have need of the arm or the toe. But you need each part. You need to serve Christ as best you can. And even submitting yourself to those who may be more gifted by God, by His grace, than you are. And then also on the opposite of that, standing and serving God more so in other areas where you have been given the grace of God more than others. And so He goes down this list of gifts, it says, of prophecy according to the proportion of His faith, and service and exhortation and giving and leading and showing mercy. And that's not saying you over here, you have one special gift and that's your gift and you use it and nobody else has that gift, or maybe a couple other people have that gift, but not everybody has that gift. He's not saying that here. He's not talking about that kind of spiritual gift. He's saying as you do these things, do them this way. You have these gifts. You have the gift of prophecy because you can proclaim the gospel. Not in the office of prophet, but as an individual, you can proclaim the gospel. And so do so according to your faith. He's saying as you serve, all of us serve, do so in a proportion to your faith. And he who teaches, do so greatly as you would have in your faith. As you know the Scriptures, teach as you are able. As you exhort people. Exhort according to the Scriptures. As you give with liberality. God in His has not required of you 10%. He's not required of you 10%. He has required of you giving. And giving voluntarily and giving you cheerfully. And a guide in the principle of a guide in the Scriptures is 10%. But here He says give liberally. Give more. Okay, you have received much more because you have know the gospel. You know that Christ is risen from the dead. So give more as you're able. He says show mercy. When you show mercy, don't do it begrudgingly. Do it cheerfully. Because these are people who don't deserve what they're getting. And do so not because you're better than them, but do so because you're able to serve Christ. And then we have a list. In verses 9 through 18, it says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Don't be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. And if possible, so far as it depends upon you, be at peace with all men. And then we have a thing that He commands that we often forget in our anger and our hatred and our bitterness. He says, He reminds us, vengeance is the Lord's. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And vengeance does not belong to you, beloved. People will do things badly to you, persecute you, cause you to go through tribulation. They'll say bad things about you. They'll do bad things to you. But do not, even your brothers and sisters, to each other, you'll do that. But vengeance is the Lord's, not yours. And so in these things, in accordance with the mercy of God and the graces that He has given to you, live holy lives in Christ Jesus. Not being overcome by evil, it's a summary verse at the very end. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcoming evil with good. That is how you are to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for these, Your commands. We thank You for the great verse that we often hear at the beginning of Romans chapter 12, therefore by the mercies of God in Christ. We ask that You would make this true, that we would live holy lives in Christ Jesus and worship You with our lives. We ask that You would not allow us to be conformed to the thinking of this world, but be changed in the renewing of our minds through the Scriptures, as we've been learning in John chapter 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Father, we ask that You would grant us a special measure of Your grace, that in these things You will have us to do them well as we are able, and that we would not see ourselves as worse or better than others, but only doing that at which we are able through Your grace as You have given it. And so we do see those who are struggle in some of these areas. Father, yet we know it's in Your good sovereignty that this is true, so that they can excel in other areas and be better for Your church in other areas. We thank You for this, and how we are one, and one body, the church of Jesus Christ, and yet we are individually members of it. We thank You for giving us one another, even throughout the world, not just our congregation, but throughout the world, so that we can work together in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that some may be saved, that Your elect would be saved. And we pray that would be true to even this day, that as Your word goes forth through the many pulpits throughout the world, You would save souls. You would save Your people from hell and their sin and their guilt and the pains of hell forever. Father, we also pray that there may even be some here this day in our midst that would turn and repent of their sin, turning unto You, that You would grant them Your Spirit and change their heart, making their hearts stone from stone to flesh, and that You would make them alive. For now they are dead, and they are cut off from Your people. And so, Father, we ask that You would bring them in, just as we'll study in the book of Ezra in a few moments, those who are cut off in Babylon through exile, and yet this one last opportunity for them to come to worship the Lord in Jerusalem at the temple before Your throne. And so, Father, we ask the same of the people here. This may be their last opportunity. We ask that You would bring them in now. Cause them to believe and be working in their hearts now. Father, we praise You. We thank You for what You have given to us. You have given us greatly, much more than we deserve. Like we heard last Lord's Day, we don't deserve this building. We don't need this building, and yet You have given us above and beyond what we need to worship You. And Father, we pray that we would use what we have as good stewards of what You have given to us, not only as a church and a congregation, but as our individual families and as individuals who make up the body. Lord, make us wise through Your word. Give us Your truth. Instruct us in the gospel and the Scriptures. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.